settling, grounding, resting, and support using sound. Beginning by placing the body, just as we always do, in a position that feels strong and supportive. Practicing sitting well. And then, having placed the body, placing the mind by bringing to mind our intention, which is to be present, to be in the here and now, and to explore how it is to use sound to support us as a way of dropping anchor, anchoring lightly into the present moment. Maybe spending a moment reminding ourselves why we're here, what we hope that mindfulness will help us with. And then allowing our intention and motivation to just rest, to kind of hold our practice just as the body holds the practice. And beginning to invite the mind to settle. So settling the mind in the usual way, deepening the breathing just a little, if that feels okay. And introducing counting or a phrase, if you find that helpful. Really paying close attention to the sensations of the breath as they are in this moment. Each full in-breath, each full out-breath. Tuning into the sensations of the breath where you're most aware of them in the body. So the area in the body that you feel the breath in the strongest way. Maybe the chest. Maybe for you it's the sensations of stretching in the belly with the in-breath and feeling the belly fall back towards the spine on the out-breath. Maybe for you it's the movements in the shoulders or the sensations in the nostrils with the breath moving in and out. Doing two things in this moment, paying attention to the breath and counting or saying a phrase. That phrase being something along the lines of breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. And it's useful to use a phrase if you find that counting makes your mind feel a little bit tight or tense. And then letting go of any counting or saying a phrase, allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm and pace. And placing your full attention now on the out-breath. And that feeling of release, of letting go. Noticing how that feeling of letting go is for you in this moment. What does it feel like? Noticing how easy it is to let go. Something that the body naturally knows how to do. And so as the mind watches the body, perhaps it can learn from that. Watching the body release the breath so easily, let go so easily and naturally. Maybe the mind can learn to let go of thinking. Maybe this is quite a natural thing, that the mind actually knows how to be settled. We just need to remind ourselves often to stop stirring the pot or shaking the snow globe. Have you noticed that our minds are a bit like snow globes, spending much of the time all shaken up? And actually, all we need to do is remember every now and then to just stop shaking the snow globe and allowing the snowflakes to slowly settle. And allowing our attention to expand into the whole of the body now. Really becoming curious about how the body is right now and what sensations we can become aware of. Perhaps allowing your attention to flow downwards into the parts of your body that are in contact with the chair or the bed or whatever it is that's supporting you right now. Noticing what contact feels like in this moment. Really allowing yourself to feel the full weight of your body. Allowing yourself to fully arrive in your body instead of all your attention burbling around in your head. So, becoming that weeble or that mountain, like we did in the weeble mode practice. And this is grounding ourselves into the body. We can become curious about the more subtle sensations in the body as well. Maybe briefly scanning through the body. We might start at the top of the head and move downwards through the level of the forehead and the eyes and the nose and ears, cheeks, lips, mouth, jaw, down into the throat and neck, down through the level of the shoulders and the chest, upper arms, belly and elbows, lower arms, hands, lower abdomen, into the hips and bottom, down through the thighs, into the knees and the lower legs and the ankles. And the feet, right into the soles of the feet. Almost feeling like the soles of the feet are glued to the floor, perhaps. Or if you're lying on your back, then perhaps feeling like the heels are really firmly weighted against the ground. And beginning to become aware of the space around the body. Perhaps first of all finding the edges of the body. Perhaps finding sensations of the air touching the skin in certain places, the face and the hands. And noticing how the body can simply rest in this space supported by the ground beneath and the chair or the bed, whatever is supporting you in this moment. And the mind can rest here in the body. Resting here without any particular job to do. Just allowing our inner landscape to hold our attention. Being curious about our inner world. And from time to time, perhaps quite often, the mind will wander off. And it's our job to simply notice and come back. Every time we notice, we might even smile at the mind, just like a naughty puppy that's wandered off. We don't need to get cross with ourselves or feel like we've failed. This is perfectly normal experience. The mind likes to wander off, and we're simply training it like training a puppy. And sooner or later, the mind will wander off. And at this point, we choose to bring in a support to help anchor us. And for this practice, we've chosen to use sound. So, beginning to tune into the soundscape. And for most of us, there's quite a lot of sounds around that we can become aware of. And the key here is not to worry about the content of the sound, not to get caught up in storylines about different kinds of sounds. Seeing if we can allow the sound to be just as it is, without needing to do anything with it, without needing to name it, think about it. Simply allowing the sounds to arrive at our ears. And pass through the body. And these sounds are like a reminder to be present. We can only hear them in the present moment. So using sound as a support allows us to notice more quickly when the mind has wandered off. And it also has a tendency to stop the mind from wandering off quite so far. So it's a little bit like putting the puppy dog of the mind on an extender lead. It can't wander off too far. And it tends to come back a little bit more quickly, rather than just leaving it to wander off on its own. And just remembering each time you notice a sound, realize the mind has wandered off, just coming back to this grounded feeling of being here in the body, weeble-like or mountain-like, and holding on to the intention of allowing sounds to be a reminder to come back to the present moment, the only moment that's actually real. Past and the future are just thoughts. They have no more reality than that. Life is happening in the here and now.